Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you in just a little bit. We're going to talk some rafters in a little while. We're also going to get into the top reasons Americans love to grill. Got that coming up.
And James is going to be a ray of sunshine.
Yes,
on
yes.
On this cloudy morning.
Nothing but a ray of sunshine for you. Not almost annoyingly positive. That's
has,
what I mean.
Has anybody ever said that to you?
No.
Like, James,
no.
You are just a ray of sunshine.
No. Shockingly.
He's blushing, guys. He's blushing right now.
That has definitely never been said to me.
Sorry, I had to. It's so gray outside. We need to inject some sunshine in the early morning.
We got some fun things we'll be getting into and some local great good stories of the day for you as well. We kick off entertainment news, and we do have some local entertainment we're going to be talking about as well. But right now, one of the more popular shows out there, Stranger Things, is going into its fifth and final season. And it will be eight episodes long, but there'll be longer episodes.
Okay.
Maya Hawke, who is Robin on the show, says, quote, "We're making basically eight movies. Season four and season five are very connected. Our showrunners, Matt and Ross Duffer, take a lot of responsibility. They are very intense and serious about the quality of the continued writing. And so it takes a long time to write each season and a long time to shoot them." Mm-hmm. Stranger Things season five is expected to come out sometime next year. They're pulling something off with this show, or it looks like they might be able to.
they're working towards it.
Yeah. Usually, we're kind of used to shows taking time off, but more and more that's becoming an issue. People are seeing that, that third, fourth season, when it comes back, the ratings aren't there.
It's not as well watched.
Yeah. And it's interesting why, at least the theory behind this is. So the Sopranos were one of the first to do this. They went away for almost 2 years. I think, about 2 years. And when they came back, people were shocked that their ratings were solid, if not higher, and couldn't figure out why. Where we have a lot of streaming shows right now that are doing this, and it's not uncommon for a lot of shows to do this, that are not on basic television. Mm-hmm. And they're not seeing the same thing. I believe in a lot of others, and I've read about that this has a lot to do with the routine that we get used to. Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, the Sopranos are on, so I'm gonna be. I know when to tune in, even if it's been 2 years. I know that's the time.
Well,
slot.
The people who watched it, every Sunday at 9 o'clock, right. Whatever. Were waiting for 2 years to be able to do that again. They were trying to fill it with something else.
Yeah. With streaming, because it's at our own wits and ends and everything, that doesn't have the routine, the familiarity that our brains love routine. Mm-hmm. They love it. They crave it. And if you give it to them in any form, whether it's entertainment or when you're education or anything else, our brains are happy. They tend to like that. So when it comes to the streaming thing, they're not seeing that. They're not seeing as much of it. Now, with this show, it's a little bit different because Netflix only has so much power. Like, if ABC wants to do something, ABC is going to do it. Mm-hmm. Whether you're NYPD Blue or whatever, I mean, they don't care. You know, ratings be darned. Mm-hmm. They're going to do what they're going to do. Netflix and a lot of streaming services outside of like a Disney or something like that, they're kind of beholden to their talent. Now, Netflix is one of those outliers too, because they will have a good show and cancel it. I've actually got friends in the acting business, and I will not say their names, of course, but some that have talked about, and one in particular that is very adamant about it. If they get offered a role on a Netflix show, they're not doing it.
Well, because there's no guarantee.
And as an actor, say I get my big break, I'm going to be the second co-lead on a Netflix show. I love how even in my imaginary scenario, I'm not the lead actor. Like, what is wrong with me? That's a whole.
Sorry, work on your fantasies later.
Yeah. I get this opportunity. That's fantastic and great, and I'm all excited. I'm telling mom and dad and everybody, and I am booked. We're going to start filming in October, and I'm booked for the next 3 to 6 months, and we do that. And while that's going on, I am not auditioning for other projects because I'm booked. I can't do anything during that time. I am Netflix's property, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's all going on. I'm missing other opportunities for other shows and maybe another thing that could spring off into something. And then I find out before we're even done filming at Netflix, you're getting one season. That's it. So those
have already been canceled.
Now, to me, maybe it's just my age or whatever, I'm going to take whatever role they're offering. There are very few things I would turn down. I've been very clear with my agent about this. I like to be, as an actor, I like to think that I can play anything. There are certain things I couldn't do. I couldn't do something, anybody that abuses women or children, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Call me out as not a good enough actor, that's fine, I'll take it. But there are certain things
that's a headspace you just don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
There's other things that I can do that are a little bit darker that I think, you know, round out my skill set and everything. But yeah, that's a category I can't get into. I have nothing against actors that can. It's just not my thing. I can't get to that level. Outside of that, I ain't turning down nothing. There ain't no role I'm turning down. So as far as your schedule and all that, I get where they're coming from. But a lot of all these actors that I'm talking about are all in their early 20s. Mm. And one have not been cynicized by the industry in some ways. But also, I think a little bit approaching the game differently than we do as far as creatives, mm-hmm. where there's so many outlets nowadays.
Yeah.
And you don't take that role that was offered to you, and maybe you don't get another role offered to you, but you find other outlets, mm-hmm. to make
it. And it's all about how hard they want to work. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if they really want to make it, they can. They just have to be willing to starve and yep. sleep on couches. And try to sell themselves constantly.
That's
kind of part of the game.
I wrapped up teaching at Second City the last week, and
congratulations.
Thank you so much. My students were really, really humbled the heck out of me. Maybe the most humbling moment I've had in my life, outside of children and stuff. They brought up some things, and I made sure to reiterate what I've said 100 times to them. Be a surviving artist, not a struggling artist. You can chase that dream down, just have a day job. And the biggest difference between you and somebody else, the person that makes it and somebody that doesn't, is that relentlessness that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, skill level, connections, all those things do help. But if you are relentless about this, and I mean by this anything, whatever we're talking about,
yeah,
you
whatever
can make it happen.
Whatever your goal, your passion is, you can do it. You just gotta want it.
There's no reason I should be in this chair. There's none. I didn't go to school for this. I didn't have a connection in radio or something like that. My resume included my resume and a VHS tape. A VHS tape to audition for, or to get a job in radio. Like, I mean, there's no reason. So you never know. You never know what can happen.
That's true.
Did you know that Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun isn't the original version of the song?
No.
I didn't either. It was actually written and recorded by Robert Hazard about women in the bedroom. Cyndi almost didn't record her version because the song was, quote, written by a man for a man, so it didn't have any empowering female perspective. Quote, I was trying really hard to make an anthem that would inspire women and open the doors to all women, not just one group of women, but mm-hmm. every little girl could see herself and realize that she could have a wonderful experience in life. Cyndi had to change a few lyrics to make it her own. Instead of, quote, oh, daddy dear, we're the fortunate ones, she changed it to, oh, mama dear, we are not the fortunate ones. I imagine there were some other things that she changed about it, too. I've really been enjoying hearing her interviews.
Yeah.
She's, first off, as great as her singing voice is, her speaking voice is just as great. I love her speaking voice.
Neat.
But she is so insightful. And has such a deep love of music and of people, and it really comes across in what she's saying and doing. It's really hard not to like take it in and just be kind of like you're almost caught up in the moment with the interview of her. She, I never would have thought this like 5, 10, 20 years ago or anything, but honestly, top 10 people I would love to interview. She's in the top 10, I think.
Wow.
Just her personality and the way that she is and her life experiences, the way that she is so vulnerable and honest about stuff. This is one of her signature songs.
Mm-hmm.
Going back and talking about it, I think, is really unique and a really cool thing to do. And I'm with you on this. I didn't know any of that. That's quite interesting. And I want to wrap up talking some rafters and talking some local theater. Our rafters, of course, have had yesterday and today off, very deservingly so. Rafters are back in action tomorrow night, 5:20 start time. They will be in Madtown to take on the Mallards. Ooh. Then Madison coming to town here, coming to Winterfield on the 4th at 12:50 start time.
Oh, that would be an awesome game to win. Because I think Madison's kind of at the top right
now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. So they, we'd like to win that game. And, of course, we encourage you to meet us over at Witterfield. Join us for an afternoon game on the 4th of July before heading downtown for some fireworks. And enjoy Mid-State Free Tuition Thursday.
Woohoo!
Top of the third inning, one lucky Mid-State student will have a chance to win free tuition.
That is so awesome.
And it really is cool.
That is really awesome.
Enjoy some Raptor baseball and enjoy Witterfield this all summer long.
And isn't there a car show this Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a really cool one, too. Yeah.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Friday, there will be fireworks, and the Raptors will be taking on hosting Green Bay. And then we'll have Green Bay in town again on Saturday, as Melissa was saying, because we'll have that car show going on.
Nice.
There will also be different categories for fan votes, and the results will be announced during the game, so you'll get to vote on those cars and all that. That's pretty cool. And don't forget about Monday being Military Monday. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa presents Military Appreciation Night.
Nice.
The Raptors will wear military-themed jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game. And you can actually bid on those already, I believe.
Oh, cool.
They've got a new thing that they're doing where you can bid on these even if you're not at the game.
I saw the ag ones, the farmer ones. Those looked really cool. I haven't seen the military ones yet. I can't wait to see them.
Some great ones out there. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Get your tickets there. And, of course, keep in mind, if you can't make it to the Winterfield, we got you covered. Every hit, every pitch, every win of Raptor baseball right here.
So grateful to have them here in our community.
Had a really great meeting with Gretchen Powers, executive director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater last week.
Nice.
And it was great to see it was great to be at the theater. I'm just going to say, it's always great to hang out with Gretch, but it was great to be at the theater.
Nice to walk through those doors again.
The energy there is so wonderful. There is nothing like kids and theater.
In theater.
I will take a kids show anywhere in America over a Broadway play any day of the week. And it's nothing against Broadway. It's not that I wouldn't want to see a Broadway show, but there is something about seeing kids.
Kids have so much enjoyment and enthusiasm when you empower them through theater.
There's no negative to getting your kid involved in theater. The life experience that they get, the chance that they get to maybe talk to and see other kids or that it's not in their grade or in their school or something, the people skills that they learn at a young level, which is becoming more and more important as we go forward with technology and a lot of that, and the confidence that they gain from
to
this.
To be able to get up in front of a bunch of people and speak, that takes effort.
Yeah.
And practice.
Yeah.
And but it helps instill in them that confidence that you're talking about.
I did a guerrilla theater out in Santa Barbara when I was out there. And it's the largest audience I've ever performed for. There was over 2,000 people out there doing when we did Romeo and Juliet. We had less than a month to prepare for it. That's a guerrilla theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing this. This was back when the Sandy Hook situation happened. Mm-hmm. And we were raising money and awareness for that. So it was a great cause. So all of us were behind that, of course. And, and the energy and everything that it took to get there. And before I went on stage, the first thing I thought of was being in my sixth grade play.
Nice.
And playing Santa. My very first role. And there's no way I get to that or I'm in this chair right now without that experience.
Mm-hmm.
No way. That I had no confidence growing up. None. You hear me on the air. I barely have any now. But it all started there.
Mm-hmm.
It started right there for me. And I've been building it ever since. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of kids out there like that that could use that confidence. They're going to have they're going to have times in life where they have to speak in front of people.
Yep.
They're going to have times in life where maybe they want to go and talk to somebody and make a new friend or something like that.
Or make a network for work to be able to advance in their career.
We're so spoiled in this area. We have these kids' theaters, these kids' shows that we're able to have our kids attend, and we're able to attend. I encourage you to support these shows. Attend every one of them as much as you can. Newsies Junior is the next one up, the 2024 youth production. That'll be July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That's next week.
Yeah.
Woof.
We're very excited about this one. We will have some of the cast and Gretchen in next week for Midday Magazine.
Good.
Looking forward to having them on Director's Cut as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. And keep in mind, that's not the only one, everybody.
That's right.
We've got It's a Madhouse, directed by Stephanie.
Those auditions are coming up soon.
July 15th. Be sure to get over to WRCT 5 to 7, July 15th, the audition for those. Productions will be August 3rd and 4th.
Okay. And then Midsummer-ish.
Yeah.
They're performing at Lunch by the River on, I believe, the 18th?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very excited about that one, too. A play totally not borrowed from Shakespeare at all, ever. and this is going to be a fun one. Again, directed by Gretchen on that one. Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got a poll here that I want to get into. What's the one meat option every solid 4th of July cookout has to have? A new poll put burgers at number one, followed by hot dogs, steaks, chicken, and ribs.
This obviously wasn't done in Wisconsin, because where's the brats?
Where are the brats? Fish was voted the most underrated option.
Underrated, as in it shouldn't be on the menu for the 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't know. Here are the top reasons people said that they love to grill, though, in the summer, regardless of what they're grilling, just loving to grill. Grilled food is delicious. 63% of people agree with that. Good enough reason?
63%, that's it?
I thought that'd be a little higher, but yeah, okay. Cooking outside is a nice change. 51% of people like that one.
Especially when it's hot in the summer.
Yeah.
And you're not heating up your kitchen. Mm. Mm-hmm. And you get to be outside, hopefully in the shade.
I think that this is not just a Midwest thing, because I noticed it a little bit out west, too, that even in the, you know, when it's always nice, it seems like out there, it's nice to be outside in the summer, regardless of where you are in the country. It just puts me in a good mood, 42% of people said. That was definitely my father. That was definitely my dad that answered that way.
Nice.
It's a seasonal experience. 36% believe that. So tradition, maybe, you know, some of that.
Well, seasonal. Here in Wisconsin, it's definitely true. Most people don't grill out in the winter. Some do. Some do.
And again, unless you're my father.
If they have the, you know, like the ability to do that, or the covered whatever needed.
It's I love you, Dad, but man, the things my father will go through to be able to grill in December, where he's got the garage all set up, but then he's also got to do all this with my mom not noticing, with a little cloak and dagger and everything. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
So would you consider smoking the same as grilling?
In some respects.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Do you think it is, Kevin?
Well, I do both, so.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to probably end up throwing, I don't know, I'm thinking about throwing a chuck roast on the smoker this weekend. We did that over Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I caught my poor man's brisket. I mean,
yeah, that's good. That's good.
Probably just as good as the brisket did, but either that or it's going to probably end up being some ribs. But yes, I agree with the brats.
Yep.
I mean, it's usually brought for hamburgers. I remember the days that we used to sit at Witter Field after the game, come out after the after game, and then walk from Witter Field down to downtown.
Nice.
And watch the fireworks.
So is that considered like a tailgate party?
Post-game
tailgate. Yeah. Post-game. There you go. I knew we'd have the right words for that. Is Italian sausage as popular in this state as I think it is? Because I know how popular brats is. But I know a lot of people that like Italian sausage, but I never hear it really brought up in this conversation when we talk about popular Wisconsin foods.
Do you eat Italian sausage on a bun, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only ever chopped it up and thrown it in a pasta dish or something.
Yeah. I only think of it because it, for me at least, it takes about the same amount of time making a brat as it does Italian sausage or anything. So
similar
in
shape.
And it does seem to be a lot of people do enjoy it. I don't know. It's similar.
You could do it this way, Melissa. Like, you take that Italian sausage and grill it up and toast up your bun. But then before you put your Italian sausage on there, add a little mozzarella into the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Put your Italian sausage on top of that. Put some marinara sauce on top of that. And then you put your mozzarella. And I know I'm making James hungry now.
So dang hungry.
But I mean, that's the way I like to do those Italian sausages
That sounds good.
That's a good way to do it, man. That's a good way to do it. And you had a sneaky thing in there that if you're not doing it, do this for yourself. Do this for your loved ones.
Toast
that bun. Toast that bun, people. That's such a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, it tastes so much better. As far as you're kind of let us know what you're up to and what you're going to be making and everything. So what... If you didn't have to grill or price wasn't an option or anything like that, time wasn't an option. Is there anything that you would really love to be able to make on a grill or that you don't have the time for or what have you, Kev?
I've always been tempted to grill a pizza.
I have heard those are amazing.
If you get a Tombstone or a Jack's pizza or some of those pizzas, they always have a directions now on there. On how to do a grilled pizza. I would love to try to do that sometime.
That's a pretty low cost option in case it fails. I mean,
yeah, right.
You're only out $10.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, $12 if you go with a DiGiorno.
Right.
That's a good one.
You know what I would like to try someday? And I will. Beef Wellington.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I have read that on a grill, it is even more amazing.
Hmm. I don't know if Chef Ramsey would agree with that, though.
Probably not.
Give him something.
Does he agree with anything, though?
You know, and to be, I think that that's the fair point on that one. I think it would be more surprising if he like, you know what, that's a good idea. He's like, oh, geez, it's a little surprising. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you.
Kevin, stay on the line afterwards and give me your address because I'm totally coming over this weekend. I'm kidding.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you, man. Best listeners in radio. The top 10 also includes a fairly healthy option, part of the reason why we like to grill. It's quick, it creates a chance to spend time with loved ones, and quote, I'm proud of my grilling skills, so I'm going to use them.
What not?
Those are all good reasons to grill.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of those skills, the poll also found women deserve more cred around the grill than they often get. Most Americans say it's an outdated idea to think men should automatically man the grill.
Yeah.
This is not, I mean, in my family, my nana, my mom, my grandmother, everybody grilled. Mm-hmm. Like, I that's a little foreign to me, the idea of that. I hadn't heard that one, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be naive or silly here. Like, I honestly hadn't heard that one. How ridiculous sexism can be.
It is.
Where, woman, stay in the kitchen, but get me the grill. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Like, you can't pick and choose. Like, but I get to do the fun thing. I get to, boy.
Only I can cook outside.
It's obviously one of the dumbest things you can do is sexism. But I didn't realize how like ridiculous it can be sometimes.
Reaching?
Yeah. I grew up around a feminist and I still don't see this stuff sometimes. It just keeps you on your toes when it comes to these subjects of understanding it more. And get out of the way. Let the women grill sometimes, man. It's not a bad idea. They're very good at it. It's food. Just get the food. That's all I don't care who's grilling. I just want good food. We will take a break, check in with our new. We got a news break for you, some sports, check in with our partners, and we'll come back and have some more fun. Melissa and I are going to get into a good one for you here. Things that used to be common, but just sort of vanished. We'll have that for you coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
With a little some tenderness.
Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Diving into our next topic, can you name something that used to be really common but just sort of vanished over time? Someone asked Reddit, and you can find the entire list there, or at BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed.com. You can find the entire list there if you'd like. We got five of them. They say the top five here. We'll figure that out ourselves. But as always, we like to open the phone lines to audience participation. You are a part of the show. Get involved, everybody. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and thanks for downloading the app.
Mm-hmm.
Those shoes with the wheels in them.
Oh.
They're called.
I always wanted a pair of those.
Me too. Yeah,
they're kind of still do.
Me too. They're called Heelys, and they're still around. They're just not as huge as they used to be, but there are still they still are available.
I've seen some kids with them.
Mm. How about prizes and cereal boxes?
Yeah.
Some still do it, but they've mostly switched to QR codes where you get a link to a mobile app. Ugh. I didn't know that. That's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But
or the Cracker Jack box, yeah, the prize in the Cracker Jack box.
Yeah.
A lot of times now it's just like a tattoo.
Oh, man.
It's not even a thing.
I get, you know, there are people in charge of this stuff a lot smarter than me. Maybe that's just what kids want now, and that's why they're doing it. I don't know. But
Or it's cheaper.
That's the other part of it that I was worried about. Yeah, yeah. That which would be very frustrating. One of the features that happened to TV that I thought was one of the biggest game changers that would change everything and would always be a part of our lives was picture-in-picture. You could not have convinced me otherwise when they first started doing this on TVs, and you had picture-in-picture where you could have, I could be watching this game and have this game on in the bottom
oh,
corner
that's right,
and everything.
That's right.
I thought for sure that would be something that would be around forever.
Yeah, or you have like, you can split your screen into four and you can watch four things at once.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
It was a huge deal to be able to watch two things at once. Now everyone's watching TV while using their computer and their phone. So
yeah.
They don't really...
You're still doing it. It's just not all on the same screen.
Right. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, you were talking last hour. I know it's a little bit late, but you were talking last hour about grilling salmon on a grill.
Mm-hmm.
When I was camping, I had my grill, and I was cooking over a wood fire with my tripod grill and did my salmon on a piece of board.
Ooh.
But I bought a couple years ago, I bought a 10-inch cake pan that's got straight sides. It's about 2 inches high.
Mm-hmm.
I drilled holes in that thing and put a little holder on it to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I put that over my salmon. It made like an oven, and that was really, really good. It worked out perfectly on my grill, because I didn't have a regular barbecue grill. I just had an open fire grill.
Yeah, I bet that kind of like steamed it.
Mm.
Yep, yeah. I have about 8 holes in the thing, and it sits over the salmon. It
on top of the board?
Perfect.
That sounds
like
amazing.
I bought this at one of the thrift shops, you know, so probably less than $1.
Nice.
Sir, I
turned my... open fire into a oven, sort of like.
Do-it-yourself grill.
Yeah. You've joined us a lot over the years, sir, and I've always appreciated our conversations. There's been times where you've given us, let us know back in the day if we were off the air or things like that. This may be the most important phone call you've ever made to us. I've never tried that, never heard of that. I am doing that. I'm buying salmon just so I can try that. That is a fantastic idea. Thank you for sharing that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I only paid like less than a dollar or something. It's a cake pan, aluminum cake pan.
Yeah.
And I modified it to make a cover for my...
way to go.
I love it.
Genius.
That's great. That's fantastic. Thank you for the call. You have a great morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Man, I appreciate
thrift
that.
Thrift store goals.
Call. Yeah, that's... Oh, yes. Yeah, that's
you
a
know,
great
I've
one.
Been going to a lot of estate sales and looking for garage sales. Mm-hmm. These are the things you find in those kind of places.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. That's a great idea.
Fantastic. Voiceovers in movie trailers are another thing that we don't really see much of anymore. In a world where there's
They've kind of
gotten away from that.
They used actually now they just include all the good clips from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't even need to go.
They really need to work on marketing of movies. They really need to work on that. Like the way that we've been doing it. And I mean, in modern times, is not seeming to work. I actually think that they need to go back to some of that 80s, 90s, some of that stuff. And at the very least, give it a try, because people are barely going to movies as it is anyway.
Right. Yeah, they're doing something wrong.
And paid lunch breaks. 9 to 5 used to mean 8 hours and you got a break in the middle. But a lot of companies switched to 9 to 6 at some point, and everyone took it on the chin when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But for those that haven't seen that or noticed that happening, that is kind of a subtle shift that happened there with that. And speaks to, again, businesses. What happened in the 80s, where we went from, hey, I own this company, and I care about my employees. And my employees are like family to me. And I'm going to take care of them. And they're going to work hard for me. We're going to make good products, and that's going to make our business great. It went from that to the 80s of greed is good. We can do whatever we want to
workers try to... are expendable.
Yeah. And you know how I'm going to make sure that I can do whatever I want? Hey, Mr. Politician, here's a little of this. Here's a little of this.
Yeah, and it's not called a payoff. It's called a tip.
Yeah, it's
just
a tip.
I'm just going to give you this tip.
Or I'm just going to go to a, quote, lobbyist and have them do this for me. A retired politician that can't get a real job, so they're going to be a lobbyist.
Don't get me started again, James.
Yeah. No, I think every single politician should be making minimum wage.
Yeah.
And nothing more, nothing less. And if they don't like it, raise the minimum wage.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Payphones. Don't got payphones anymore.
No, those have disappeared. Anymore. There's like just a few left. Mm. And actually, I think there's been in recent news, like, this is one of the few payphones that still exists.
Yeah. A little more somber one, missing people on milk cartons. Mm. You don't see that anymore. You don't really have that anymore.
No, but there is definitely a lot more social media.
Yes.
Sharing of missing people. Not that that has solved it.
No, but we are able to reach more people with that. There is no positive to a subject matter like that, but that is great to see that we are adapting to the times and finding different ways to get these pictures and these
to share the information.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Freestanding newspaper stands. That's one.
They still exist in Vegas, but it's not really news that's in them.
VCR tape rewinders.
Separate from a VCR?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to have those. I remember that. Yeah.
I do, too, because every once in a while, your VCR would rewind and eat your tape.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, boy, that was a devastating thing to have happen.
It was. Oh my goodness.
There was you can tell somebody is from a certain decade if you hand them a cassette tape and a pencil, and they know exactly what to do with it. They know exactly what to do. Ringtones wrapping up this list. Ringtone. We don't really do the ringtone thing anymore. Like the individual ringtone or making our own ringtone. Some of those things that we used to do a lot.
I have it set that way for my text messages.
Mm-hmm.
I have individual ones for certain people so that I know in the rare instance that I have my sound turned on, phone goes off. I'm like, oh, that's what I want to look at.
Okay. I try to do that a little bit. I don't remember to all the time, but I do try.
And then
to.
If your sound is off, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We will check in with our partners, take one last break. We'll take you to the top of the hour after that on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there, everybody, on this short work week for some.
Yeah.
I hope you're having a good one. Thanks so much for joining us. I don't know if this is a that ain't right subject or not. We'll let you decide out there. You go ahead and choose if it's a that ain't right or it sounds really good to you. If you think this sounds good, you're officially maybe 6 years old. No, it could be anybody.
Young at heart?
Yeah. Cup noodles dropped another new ramen flavor specifically meant for summer. Now, they last week we did a story about them having a deadly blowfish flavor hit stores in Japan.
What?
That was in Japan, the blowfish, yeah. That,
okay.
And I was reading about that, and a lot of people seem to be enjoying it, so it might make its way to the States.
Mean, you know, the blowfish thing is, like, I don't want to risk my life.
Yeah.
With a cup of noodles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There is nothing that blowfish could taste like that's going to be, is worth it to me.
A styrofoam cup.
Yeah. I cannot imagine being taken out
like fancy sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's presented that way, maybe I'd be more tempted if I, you know, felt like risking my life. But with a styrofoam cup of noodles, no. Mm-mm.
So this one is available in the U.S. Their newest ramen flavor is cup noodles campfire s'mores.
What?
They describe the taste as a blend of decadent chocolate, marshmallows, and graham cracker flavors with a smoky note.
On noodles?
Yeah, I don't know. They suggested topping it with crushed up graham crackers and mini marshmallows. Again, noodles. I don't like that texture. I don't like that mix of texture. They say it's perfect, but anyone who wants to satisfy that need for more s'mores this summer and no campfire necessary. They just pop it in the microwave, and there you go.
Gross.
Yeah. It's available at limited time at Walmart and Walmart.com, and each costs $1.18.
So, no. That's $1.18 wasted, plus tax.
Yeah.
No. If you want something amazing that is s'more flavored, I had the most delicious brownie s'more.
Ooh.
Or s'more brownie. I don't even know what you call it. But it had a graham cracker crust, a layer of brownie, and then marshmallows on top that were toasted. It was so good.
I want that now.
Okay, Christopher, you're gonna have to make some more.
God, that sounds good.
Some more.
Nicely done. The best writers in radio here at WFHR. It's the latest in a string of off-the-wall flavors they've tried recently. They started selling an everything bagel flavor this spring and a breakfast flavor last year that's supposed to taste like sausage and eggs and pancakes.
That's more doable than s'mores.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of interesting, too, how ramen is able to do these things. One, marketing-wise, they're very smart about this. They're not going to just sit back on their lulls and, you know, with their normal flavors. But the ramen company has done so well, they can take chances like this and try different things to see if people like them. And
I think they should try something different with their packaging.
Yeah. Yeah, their packaging is, it has been a long time. They need to get away from styrofoam. Yeah, it's been a long time. And that's where everybody's going anyway. You know, I mean, you're just, now, one, the PR move it makes. Mm-hmm. You cannot deny that. And whether it's for the right reasons or not, regardless, getting more and more people to get away from styrofoam and these things are a good thing. Mm-hmm. Consumers, that's what they want now. So you're only adding to that and helping out consumers. But it's just a lot smarter, too. Like, your products stay better, you know, all these things. It's just a better idea.
Ramen is, like, I eat ramen for breakfast sometimes. Mm-hmm. Ramen is amazing. You throw an egg in there, boom, breakfast.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I don't think of
the sweet flavors. I'm very skeptical.
I don't think of that with my noodles. I don't.
No. I mean, now when they said like the eggs and sausage pancakes, I mean that's a flex. But I do like a little bit of sweet with like sausage.
Yeah.
You know, like maple flavored sausages are awesome.
Mm. How about this one? Is this a That Ain't Right story or to you, not everybody? Do you like extra pickles on your sandwich? Or how about mostly pickles? A Long Island deli called Seven Brothers Gourmet recently added a pickle sandwich to the menu, a hoagie with a pickle as the bun.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to I do have a photo here. I'm going to show it to Melissa.
Actually, that looks amazing because there's more filling in there than there is pickle as the bun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would eat that.
It doesn't look bad. Let's see here. They slice a pickle lengthwise, then they scoop out the middle to make room and stuff it with meat, cheese, lettuce, bacon, and whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
They started selling them in January, but it only blew up a few weeks ago after someone posted it on TikTok. They're not even the first to do it. Another deli an hour east of them was already selling a pickle sandwich, but they didn't get the TikTok boost. The owners of Seven Brothers say that they're currently selling about 250 of them a day.
Wow.
With lines out the door.
That's a lot of pickles.
Yeah. They're easy enough to make yourself, so could pickle sandwiches be the trendy food this summer? That's the way it's looking.
I got a pickle. Nice. I got a pickle. Hey.
So you're already on board with this.
I'm on board. Sounds good. I'd eat that. I like pickles.
I like pickles usually on their own, like solo. I don't necessarily like them with other things.
I think they're great on a fried chicken sandwich. That's amazing.
That's what I was going to ask.
Or a grilled chicken sandwich. They're also good. But on a deli sandwich, amazing.
I'm trying to think of the meats that would go good with it, but you mentioned chicken. And yeah, that's a good one too, though. I think chicken with the pickle would taste, it'd be a good contrast kind of taste there.
Yep.
I like that. What do you think of this one, everybody? 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation, let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Maybe at our barbecue we should sell chicken pickle sandwiches.
Yeah, we should.
We need to get the giant ones, though.
be on the lookout for that, everybody, to go along with, of course, the WFHR newsletter that is going to be hitting your email boxes soon and everything. We're looking forward to that. Our open house. We've got a lot of summer left, and we're going to have some fun with it.
We are.
Want to get into our schedule a little bit with everybody. We have got a good lineup for you this afternoon. Be sure to join us from 2 to 4 for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah. More impressive news from Maggie Dawn.
Yeah.
As she unpacks all of the important things that are happening right now in our state, in our country.
Appreciate Maggie for that big, beautiful brain of hers and that voice of hers and her relentlessness.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is a smart woman.
2 to 4 today, Maggie Dawn Show. 4 to 5, join us for Midday Magazine. In part one, we welcome in our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator. We're going to be talking about the upcoming garden walk and sowing success.
Cool.
I love talking to Janelle. Mm-hmm. I always learn something when I talk to her, and I always look forward to that. That's going to be fun. In part two, we are going to be talking with Aaron and Jacob from our Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that. Catching up with the Y. What's going on with them
and over at Camp Alexander, I'm sure.
So much stuff going on at the Y. I was just there, and that facility, you go walk in there and you think it just opened up.
Yeah,
like, I know it's only a couple years old, but even after that, you see some wear and tear usually. They keep that thing running pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It is looking nice over there. Melissa and I mentioned earlier, our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is open today. Keep in mind, it's open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy. Take in some of the great stuff over there.
Stop over and see the animals.
And say hi to the patrons over, the people working over there, too, and give them a big shout out.
And if you are interested in being a zookeeper for the day, that is something you can look into. They do have slots available throughout the summer that you can sign up to do that.
I really want to do that. Yeah. I really, really do want to do that. I got to find the time to be able to.
Job shadowing a zookeeper. Yeah, how fun.
I think an ex of mine went to school for it, and she got a job. She was going to Point, and she got a job in Texas. And I went to go visit her there in a beautiful zoo near Waco. I wish I could remember the name. I got to pet a giraffe. I got to go to behind the scenes of a lot of that stuff.
Help feed them.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I understood a lot of what goes into that job. I had no idea. Yeah. And it's so impressive to me.
That's true about a lot of careers.
Very true. Yeah, that's very true. Our free meals for all kids. Wisconsin Rapids announced the sponsorship of the Summer Food Service Program. Free meals will be available to all children 18 years of age and under.
Keep that in mind.
You still have opportunities for breakfast at Woodside Elementary School at 611 2 Mile Avenue. You'll have until, I'm sorry, that wrapped up in June. I apologize, everybody. My dyslexia got
in there. We should
cross
that one off.
Yeah, we should, yeah. Now, there are lunches available through August, though. Lunches are available Monday through Friday over at Mead Park near the splash pad at 14th Avenue. You have until August 16th to do that, 11:30 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. And at Winter Park near the shelter outside the Aquatic Center, you have until August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30 for those meals.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, you can contact them at schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net.
And if you look up the district Facebook page, they have this listed on there as well. Mm. You may have to scroll down a bit to find it, but it's there.
Yeah. Got some great stuff going on tomorrow. Want to remind you about. We, of course, have the Summer Create and Connect. Pick your project, paint, and have some fun every Wednesday with our friends at the ODC and Milkweed Market.
Ooh.
All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservations required. Beat the boredom blues this summer. Every Wednesday from 10 to 2. They have a lot of fun with this one.
Oh,
they were in
cool.
the other day talking about this, and it's a really fun event.
Yeah.
Join them and create this summer. And find out more by contacting our friend Brooke at bporter@odcinc.com. bporter@odcinc.com. And enjoy this great event, everybody.
Yeah. Follow them on Facebook, too. They're a great follow.
Wednesday, we'll also, of course, have bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Bingo!
Join them. Their doors open at 5:30. Our five doors. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Support those that support us. Our Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, really good at that. We appreciate them.
And we do have a blood drive coming up this Friday. It's at VFW Post 2534 from 9 to 2. This is the first opportunity this month. In my news reports today, I included all of them. There's two of them later in the month. I believe it's the 16th and the 22nd over at the East Side, former East.
I have the 19th here for Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street, 9 to 2, and the 21st over at McMillan Library from 10 to 3.
So you have five opportunities this this July to donate blood.
You
see
can
if you
be
can
a hero.
Meet one of them.
You can be a hero, everybody. All it takes is just a little bit of time to donate. Encourage you to do so. You can schedule your life-saving donation by calling 1-800-280-4102. That's 1-800-280-4102. Mm-hmm. Man, if you get more sleep, dyslexia doesn't affect you as much. That's really got to do with that. We got some other good stories I wanted to mention. A 9-year-old girl in Pittsburgh named Ivy Larson had to say goodbye to her cat, Steve, last month when he passed away at 16. She wanted to honor his memory in some way. So she set up a lemonade stand in front of her house and gave all the money to a cat rescue called Nose to Tail. She raised $150 and plans to do it again on the 4th of July this week to raise even more.
Oh, wow. That's heartwarming.
I think one of the cool things about this story is nobody told her to do this. Nobody gave her the idea. She came up with the idea herself. Mm-hmm. She created all that.
And wanted to do it in memory of her furry friend.
It's just a really cool moment. Just very cool. And a guy from Tennessee was scratching off a $20 lottery ticket in the store and told the clerk that if he hit the jackpot, he'd never eat bologna again. We'll see if he's a man of his word because he got a milli off of it.
Whoa.
And this guy went there every day to buy bologna. So that's part of the reason
why. Never
going
to eat bologna again.
I wonder if
that's
he's going to keep up on that.
That's a pretty big life change. Was it because of the cost of bologna?
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know why bologna took a shot there from him. I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Now I'm only buying ham.
Yeah. Yes, it's completely switching to ham. each their own. Great show today, Melissa. Yeah. Thanks so much.
You too, James.
Thank you, everybody, to the best listeners on the radio. We appreciate you all hanging out with us today. Stick around. Not only do we have the Maggie Dawn Show, Midday Magazine, but of course, a little bit later, we will have an episode of Unlabeled for you from 5 to 6. Join
us
for that.
That's right. And up next, Matt and Air on Air.
Matt and Air on Air, coming up for you on mornings here at WFHR.